And there are those I visited in two communities in Manitoba, and they also gave me the same kind of an answer. And then from there on, we discussed the situation, and they said, these things in the past do not exist anymore, and therefore do not seem to be important. The unfortunate matter is that the reason why I came out to ask that question is that I have seen the action across Canada that our youth are seeking the ancestral activities and beliefs that were done before the European, and they really willing to learn and to imitate. That is all they can do today, to imitate. They do not quite understand or actually have the information how to be real. What is the real Mitewin is? They don't have that. The most of it that we see in the open is the show, not quite true. And that I can sincerely state that. And that is what's happening in this area in James Bay Lowland. We have been totally brainwashed by the Christianity, by the European culture. We have actually denied our identity to our children, and our children are now seeking that and beginning to ask that question. And that is the reason why I wanted to ask that question to the elders and those who have heard such subject, so that it may be written down, so we will have a material that is written of the such subject and a question and answers type, so our youngsters, our young people will get the true information rather than blindly imitating something which they traumatize in their mind. And that is what I think was required. At least I have given it a try. But unfortunately, the elders that I approached did not see things my way. They did not see the importance of this. Even today, as I speak, today the whole world is seeking the answer for the problems of our youth. Even the leaders understand that. Even the lawmakers who have made laws, you know, to sort of have so much freedom, have found that some laws are actually beneficial for the young people to fight back, to fight the establishment in a major society. And in a native community, we have the young people who are now blend with the major society's ideology, that they asking that question. And they are now even seeking the identity that they could hang on to. And we do not give them, because we, the elders, who have been totally Christianized and totally brainwashed to forget our culture and to resent it, to be ashamed of it almost, we do not take pride to answer the question of the elders, at the young people who want to know their culture, of its totality. What I mean totality is what was their spiritual beliefs and practice before the European. And this is what they ask. And this is what they want to keep. And some wish to revive it. But to revive it, in order to be complete, they must. They don't know that. They must go back to the wilderness. That's the only way. But as we see today, our youngsters, our young people are totally tied into the community living. They cannot even go into the wilderness anymore. One mosquito will scare them back into the house. And 100 days in the wilderness will rush back into the restaurants and Tim Horton places. They look for that. And that's how our youngsters today. But how are they going to go back to the traditional beliefs and practice if they cannot take some conditioning for the dream quest? And those who did the dream quest, they go into 3 days with the good blankets, with a good meal, and the good things, and all this. And they say, I am a traditionalist. That is not true. I have seen this thing, even in television. Some non-status people, non-native, pretend to do that. They go into the wilderness maybe 3 days with the nice blankets, with everything, and mosquito repellents and everything, and they said, I am a traditionalist. You know, it's a false belief. It's a false thing. It's minimizes it, and it degraded the First Nation reality, what it was when it was its own. That's what I am talking about.